Good morning. You have tuned in to 88.5 KRFY, and this is the Wednesday edition of the morning show. And I'm Susie Prez, one of your hosts this morning. I'm here with my co-host.
I'm Chris Bessler. How are you doing today, Susie?
I'm great. You know, we're really gearing up. And as Ryan just said at the top of the hour, this is community-supported, listener-supported community radio for North Idaho, and we have our big annual membership drive coming up this Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th, and we'll be live broadcasting for 12 hours. So I'm gearing up for that.
It's 12 hours each day.
Each day.
8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Goodness.
We'll have live people here in the studio. We're going to have interviews with people. We're going to talk to underwriters. We're going to talk to different organizations. We're going to have live music. And the doors are open for people to walk in and just pop their head in, see what this is all about, and maybe have a snack.
We're going to have shout-out sheets, and what that means is you can write down a shout-out to a friend, and you can even request a song and dedicate it. And if we have the right configuration of broadcasting going on at the time, you could even announce that song. It just all depends, but we want the community to understand that this is our station, the voice of our community. So this morning's show, yesterday's and tomorrow's, is all about kicking that off with a focus on the resources and organizations that, just a few of them, that support our community in so many ways. And guests today, who are they, Chris?
Well, first we're going to be talking with Linus Jelinek, and she's here right now. Linus, hi.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Susie.
And good morning.
You're with the Sandpoint Community Resource Center, their new executive director. Welcome and congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And then a little bit later, at around 8:20 or so, we're going to be talking with our mayor, Shelby Ronstadt, and our city administrator, Jennifer Stapleton. And then 20 minutes after that, we're going to be talking with a couple of folks with the Bay Trail Fun Run. So we got all kinds of talking to do today.
Yep, and here we go. I did have just a little bit of black tea, so I hope it holds me through an hour of chit-chat and talking. But, you know, the subjects are important. We'll start with the weather, because everyone wants to know about that, and then we'll start our conversation with Linus from the Sandpoint Community Resource Center. Right now, they're telling us from the National Weather Service, it's 54 degrees out. We can expect sunny in the morning and then a slight chance of showers, about 20% in the afternoon. High today, 71. Low tonight, 50 with a 40% chance of showers. And it gets all the way up to 80% chance of showers on Saturday. I know my garden would love that.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, the woods are already alarmingly
crispy.
Dry, which is, and we're seeing smoke in the air already. It's just a sign of potential fire trouble this summer that we hope will be avoided. I'll mention a couple other things going on outside. The sunrise this morning was before 5 a.m. It was 4:47 a.m. It'll set tonight at 8:41 p.m. We're still gaining daylight as we get near the summer solstice. Gained 12 minutes of daylight this past week per day. But the air quality is forecast to actually be good, despite some of that haze you see around. And Lake Pend'Oreille is coming up. It's come up a foot in the last week. It's now 2060 and a half feet. So it still has another foot and a half or 2 feet to get to high pool. And there's all kinds of other things going on around town, but we're not going to get into that. You can always check our calendars at KRFY.org or Sandpoint Online to see all the events happening around town.
That's right. But I think right now, because we have three different groups of guests coming in, we should start with our conversation with Linus Jelinek. She's the executive director, the new executive director of the Sandpoint Community Resource Center. And I just want to start by saying what's on the website. It says, "Are you in need? We can help. Let us help connect you today." So that must give us a little clue about the mission and the reason that we have this wonderful organization in our community. So you can just take it from there and tell us a little overview in the mission and what the job work is there at your organization.
Okay, thank you. I'm honored to be here this morning. And I want to thank you for what you do with the community radio, because everything we do strengthens our community and we are stronger together. So our mission statement is really simple: dedicated to bringing hope to people who don't know where to turn. And so if you don't know where to turn, or you know someone that's in need, and it could be maybe they have some food insecurities, maybe they have housing issues, need help paying their utility bill. We can help. And what we do when someone calls is we really create a map, a mindful action plan. And we just walk through, we question just to make sure maybe you're calling about one need, but maybe you've got two or three others that we can help you with. So it really is about just compassionate questioning, helping you to identify what your needs are. That's what we do.
So the Sandpoint Community Resource Center itself has not been around a whole long time. It's a few years or 5 years. I'm just guessing.
Actually, we're going to celebrate our 10th birthday.
No kidding. Wow.
Also, in next January. So yeah. Stay tuned. That's okay. Going to be a big event.
But in that period of time, it's really grown to be an important part of the community in terms of networking different organizations together to provide this help.
So how we do that is we really host three separate programs within the Resource Center. So we have the Community Connection Center. That's the front lines. That's where we have trained resource specialists to actually work with people in need and get them the services that they need, follow up to see what their experience was and really close that loop with them and make sure they got the help they need. Secondly, we have what we call our SPIN, Service Provider Information Network, where we have over 220 service providers for social services, physical needs, everything you can think of. They've come together and we've created a community asset because it's a collaboration of people who are willing and able to help. And then we also have our VIP, Volunteer Idaho Panhandle Program. And that's really the happy part of what we do. We help other organizations, other nonprofits, find volunteers to fill their needs, fill their events. And then we get a lot of calls from people just coming to the area that are new to the area, and they want to volunteer. They want to plug into the community. And so we host volunteer match live events once a month at different establishments. And it's like speed dating for volunteers. Organizations come, volunteers come. And because volunteering should be fun, it should be fulfilling, and you can find something that fits your passion.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like KRFY, because we are a volunteer-based organization, nonprofit, also should go and participate in that. I didn't even know about it. That's pretty cool.
Yes, you should, and I'm going to get you information on it.
Okay. We just made connection.
So if somebody calls up and they want to say, hey, I would like to get involved in the community in some way and volunteer, is there like a questionnaire of what kind of interest do you have, or what's the process?
Yeah. So we work on a national platform that we host called volunteermatch.org, and people can go on there. You just fill in your information. And last time I looked, there were 44 opportunities to plug in to volunteer. And it will ping you. So maybe you are not available next Wednesday to go work with animals or kids or whatever is your passion. But it'll continue to ping you as opportunities arise. And you can plug in. It's free, it's easy, and we'll help you. Okay. So if you're an organization out there and you really need volunteers, give us a call. We'll help you get all signed up and organized. And here's the great thing. We found two new board members using this platform, and one of them hasn't even moved here to the area yet. And trust me, he would have landed on somebody's board. And we also put, 5 years ago, it's like a job board for a nonprofit. We put a posting that we needed a web designer. And we found someone amazing. She's created an amazing website and platform for us. And she's in Kansas.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So you connected to her through the volunteer match.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's excellent.
So
you mentioned that, you know, one of your three legs of the stool is the SPIN program. That's for service providers to get connected with you. So this is a shout out right now over the radio. If you have an organization that isn't connected with the Community Resource Center, how do they go about finding out more about getting into your group there?
They can always call us at 208-920-1840 or visit the website www.sandpointcommunityresource.com. And for the SPIN, that's our provider network. So we work with all the hospital, the medical clinics, individual providers, the food banks, the any kind of emergency housing. So it's really broad. So every quarter we have a quarterly SPIN meeting where the public's invited. Our next one is September 10th. It's going to focus on substance abuse, which is one of the top four issues in our community. We just had one April 30th, focused on mental health, and the turnout was amazing. So people can come, other providers can come and find out. This is part of our communication. This is part of this asset, because we find out what, are you at capacity? Do you have other services maybe we don't know about? And it's how we work together, because that's how we're going to strengthen our community, is really coming together, Chris, and bringing resources together. Mm-hmm. And we're that hub.
It can be that that these groups themselves may have somebody contact them that they're not a right fit to help them, but they can then know more about you or know about other providers within your network. And there's referrals between groups, I assume.
Yes. Uh-huh. And our providers are very confident when they express it all the time that they're really confident referring back to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's approach it from the person that might have a need or somebody that knows of a person that has a need. And contact you. Do you hear from people that they have a friend that's too reticent themselves to connect with you, that they connect on their behalf?
Yeah, it takes a lot for someone to ask for help. There's four ways that people can connect with us. They can either come in person. We're located at 231 North 3rd Street. They can call us 920-1840. They can email us at sandpointcommunityresource.com, or we have a self-help directory on our website that is gaining steam, and people are using, you can't believe the hundreds of people that are using it. So it kind of maybe makes them a little more comfortable to start there. But yeah, to answer your question, anybody that calls, we're going to give them direction.
You'll be able to give them at least an idea of any kind of next step.
Yes.
For a whole variety of needs. Could be a housing need, could be a food need, could be a health need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a question. So if folks call, or I think the self directory, as you said, might really be a good first step. And you just gave us the contact information. We should probably hear that one more time. I have a phone number of 208-928-1840. And that's really... someone is on the phone, or if you leave a message, you get a call back pretty quick.
Yeah, it's 920-1840.
Okay. So rattle that whole one off again, that whole phone number.
Oh, 208-920-1840.
Okay. And, of course, the website is sandpointcommunityresource.org, right?
Nope, .com.
.com, okay.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering how many other towns the size, or the communities the size that we are, have something so integrating of all the resources and really reaching out to our community to strengthen it and to help, to be of help.
Well, I know of some. Not a lot, but I think every community could benefit from a connection center like this, because we really know that we're a place where you can get help, get connected, and get involved. And that's part of our bigger vision, is to working with our web designers to really create a product that could be licensed to other communities. And wouldn't that be a feather in Sandpoint's cap, right? That it all started here.
You could be a template for other small communities to gather their resources in this fashion. Yeah.
I have a feeling we need to have you back again and again. You have some real quick, you have some The question is, how are you supported? How are you funded? Obviously, they just have they have a wonderful executive director, and until that point, it was all volunteer driven. And having that executive director, I know, is an important step in a nonprofit. At 10 years, that's amazing. And what is the funding source?
Thank you for asking. It's always paramount on my mind. So I do a lot of grant writing. And, of course, individual donors. We're always looking for corporate sponsorship. We do do an online, it's called classy.org. Every nonprofit should look at it, because online social media fundraising is where it's at. Peer-to-peer, that people will donate to a cause, Chris, that is important to you because they like you. And we already know the power of small donations. $10, $15, it's powerful. It adds up. And I can stretch a dollar farther than anybody.
So good conservative fiscal management is all part of fundraising, I think.
That's right.
It's part of nonprofit organizations, period, I think.
So. Well, Linus, we are so thankful that you came in to talk to us. Linus Jelinek, Executive Director of Sandpoint Community Resource Center. And we will have you back, because you have a lot of events coming up that really help also in the funding department. But thank you so much for coming in. And speaking of those donations and how much it matters, Chris, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's coming up for KRFY?
Well, we're kicking off in just a couple of days our annual on-air membership drive. That's on Friday and Saturday. And we're going to have live broadcasters at the mics, 12 hours each day, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We're going to have a variety of local groups like Sandpoint Community Resource Center coming in to tell us about what they do. We're going to be talking with our different underwriters. We're going to have live musicians in. It's going to be a lot of cool stuff about our town. Tune in anytime during those days, or come up to the studio here, because doors are open. We want people to come in and see where we live.
That's right. We'll be giving you some information about how you can make a donation today, if that's what you feel like doing, in just a little bit. We have coming up Jennifer Stapleton, City Administrator, and Shelby Ronstadt, Mayor of Sandpoint, coming in to talk to us a little bit about the city. But as we go out with our Sandpoint Community Resource Center and Linus Jelinek, thanks again, Linus.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. Honor to be here.
We have Bruno Mars tuned up. We're going to hear a little music. And this is Count on Me. We'll be right back with the City People. And that was Bruno Mars, Count On Me. And we are back here in the studios live, and we have our newest guests in the studio. We have Jennifer Stapleton, City Administrator. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
And Shelby Ronsted, our mayor. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Susie. Good morning, listeners. And Chris.
And, you know, Susie, somehow we managed to miss a standing feature of our Wednesday show, which is the Sandpoint City Minute. But by a strange stroke of fortune, we happen to have a couple of city people here. Jennifer, do you have a city minute tidbit you can give us?
I do have a city minute today, and it's totally related to what we're going to be talking about. So my minute for today is, Sandpoint residents, be watching your mailboxes. We are going to be having a survey that will be out in the next week. Should be mailed out by the end of this week, so look for Monday, Tuesday of next week, a parks and recreation survey. We want your input on current status of our parks, what's needed. And when we're talking parks and recreation, this is broad-based. So it's traditional parks, traditional activities, open space, trail connectivity. So we want input. This will be phase one. Phase two will be an online survey that will be open to all of our residents, to the surrounding communities and the county as well. So that's my tidbit and plug for what we're talking about this morning.
Okay.
And to give you a little bit of context there, we are, we're creating a Parks and Recreation Master Plan, which is the first in the city's history. We're really excited about this. And all these survey results will feed into that plan and ensure that we are giving the citizens of Sandpoint and visitors the best possible parks and recreation experience that we can deliver.
Mm-hmm. And we know about surveys. They only work if people fill them out and send them in, mm-hmm. at least the first phase one part of it. So watch for that, city people.
Yes. What about businesses? Will they be included in the survey?
So this initial mailing survey to make sure, we're going to be looking first for Sandpoint residents to ensure we have a statistically significant sample of Sandpoint residents. So it'll be going to residents based on you know, people who live here, citizens of Sandpoint. But again, the online survey is open to people who live in Sandpoint as well as our surrounding areas. And I think you bring up a really good point, Chris. Business participation is really important because particularly our parks and recreation in our downtown core really kind of feeds our economy. But as part of what we're doing with this master plan is looking at overall an analysis on parks and recreation and its impact on our overall economy to the region. We know it exists. That's a reason that we are a resort city in Idaho. So absolutely, mm-hmm. we want businesses. And I think another important plug to make is not just adults participating in this. So parents, I strongly encourage you to have your kids participate, because we so often talk about the lack of activities for kids. Well, this is a chance to look at what additional activities and services we should have in our area for kids. But we really need to have the kids participate in that and give us their own input rather than adults always driving really what the kids want and what they desire. So kids can also fill out mm-hmm. this survey, and we encourage it.
And in fact, you kicked off with a hearing and a meeting at the Hive, I think it was about a month ago. And there was a young man there that was making a great case for more skateboarding facilities.
Right. Yeah, more investment in our skate park and including better lighting down there so that it can be used for a longer period of time. Square foot in terms of, you know, per area, that skate park has more use than any other park area in the city. So so it's certainly worthwhile to look at that as a worthy investment for, you know, expansion and investment into our parks.
For serving the local citizens here and,
that's,
you know,
right.
determining what their needs and desires are. And at that meeting, we heard a ton of different ideas come out for parks and for recreation programs as well. And you introduced us at that meeting to the group that's facilitating the survey. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about them and what their role is.
So we've contracted with a national parks and recreation firm, really considered the premier parks and recreation planning firm. Greenplay, who is based in Colorado. So we issued an RFP for this master planning process and sent it to firms in the area. And we had some response regionally, and we sent it to nationally known firms and specifically targeted some of the nationally known firms because we wanted to really approach this master plan in a different way. Oftentimes, when a city is doing a master planning effort, it's all around, you know, what would you like to see? What are the amenities you want? It gets drawn up into a nice picture, and it's here, we've delivered this for you. This is what your citizens would like to see. But it's that element of how do you implement, what are the associated costs with that, not only for the initial construction, but what are going to be the M&O, the maintenance and operation costs moving forward, and how do you effectively manage that and appropriately plan for that financially. Greenplay brought to the table not only the landscape and the design expertise, and they're partnering with a landscape design firm based out of Spokane who's done a lot of work up here, particularly up at Schweitzer. And so they're doing kind of that design, that picture of what things would look like. But just as importantly, and maybe arguably even more importantly, this plan is about really looking at the financial model, looking at impacts and how we sustain an effective park system and what we need to invest as a city and plan for on an ongoing basis, because cities are infamous for creating new things, doing new projects, and then not appropriately planning for the maintenance and the upgrade of that infrastructure. And then you get into a deferred maintenance program, which is kind of what our situation is down at War Memorial Field with our turf, which will also be one of the decisions coming through this process. Is it's so much deferred maintenance there that now we're looking at a whole resurfacing, whatever road this goes, whether it's artificial turf, natural turf, a combination of the two. So they're relooking at that and the work that our initial consultant did on that. But our intention is to make a decision on Memorial Field turf this fall too.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of discussion about that up to this point already, I know.
Yeah, so that meeting that we had at the Hive last month, that was really an effort to test with the community different ideas in terms of, you know, what our aspirations are, what kinds of opportunities are out there. That information that they gathered at that meeting, and with a variety of stakeholder interviews they had through that day, that will feed into their survey that's coming out shortly. That survey has the perspective of the citizens of Sandpoint and those that was gathered through those meetings. When that survey comes out, that again is going to feed back into the plan going forward. The overall scope of the project is really, as Jennifer was saying, look at our overall park system very broadly. And not just looking at, you know, what are the needs and opportunities out there, but really making a business case for what is the right strategic investment for the city to make over, say, the next 20 years. But then later on in the process, we're going to be looking specifically, as Jennifer mentioned, our ball field, specifically Memorial Field, but also looking at the city beach, looking at a site plan for city beach and seeing if there's any real opportunities that we could take advantage of there, as well as looking at the Little Sand Creek watershed. As your listeners will know, most of them, I'm sure, the city owns 4,000 acres up there in the Little Sand Creek watershed going up the Schweitzer Road there. And that's a huge recreational opportunity that's only begun to be realized with the Basin Trail, the hiking and biking trail that exists there from the second switchback up to the roundabout. and the beginning of the Watershed Crest Trail. That's a crestline trail that's envisioned to circumnavigate the watershed up there. To date, there's about 2 miles constructed up there, and there's a huge opportunity for additional appropriate recreational use in the form of non-motorized trails up in that watershed. And so that'll be one of the aspects that'll be looked at more closely later on in the plan.
Yeah, and this watershed is actually been held as a kind of a protectorate for the Little Sand Creek, because that's where we draw the bulk of our city water. And it's been thought, I know for the years that I've been hearing it, since I've been hearing so much from the city over the last 30 years going to city council meetings, that the idea was to keep it hands off, stay out of it, it's protecting our water. But the thinking now is that some low impact uses that are appropriate, as you said, can still be utilized there, and we can get a secondary use out of that property aside from just protecting the watershed.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's a huge, actually kind of a switch as a city council guy, you helped kick that off, Shelby, I know.
Yep. Yeah, we've been working on this really since it started. I would say the Watershed Crest Trail project started in 2014 when I was on council. And yeah, there really has been a shift. And we see that not just locally, but nationally, there's been a recognition that that recreation and water conservation and conservation in general are not mutually exclusive. They can happen together. And increasingly across the nation, we see more and more public and other watersheds opening up to appropriate recreational use. And of course, the economic benefit and the quality of life benefits for the community are huge. We're already a community that's known for high quality of life and for recreational opportunities, and to have those kinds of trail assets right outside of our community and really connecting the town to Schweitzer in a new way, and it's a huge benefit for Schweitzer and their users as well. It really puts Sandpoint and the area on the map in terms of the kinds of assets that we offer. And also it opens it up potentially to new user groups, not just bicyclists and hikers, but potentially adds an extensive expanded network of for users like Nordic skiers and skate skiers and those kind of users as well.
I just want to mention that I know Pondere Peddlers has been involved in the Watershed Crest Trail, and the Sandpoint Nordic Club, by the way, and Charles Mortensen and Jenny Higgs will be guests during our membership drive on Friday morning to come and talk about what the work they've been doing. I know that the Pondere Peddlers have been doing a lot of work on the trails up there.
They sure have. In fact, I'll mention that just last weekend on Saturday, they had the Basin Trail Festival, I think they were calling it. Everybody met up there at the Schweitzer Roundabout, and they've had Pondere Peddlers have hosted work parties up there before doing trail work, and I've participated in several of those, but this was by far and away the most well-attended and best-run event that I've seen yet. There was, the parking lot was full up there. I don't know what the head count was, but there was a lot of people up there, and it was really a great time. There were a lot of kids involved. All ages really participating, a lot of new faces, and we went out in several work groups across, several points along the Basin Trail and did all kinds of great work, and it was a beautiful day up there and a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So,
yes, yeah, Sandpoint really does have an excellent parks and recreation system. Kudos to the city for what you currently maintain. I think everybody here feels it's an asset. This master planning process, of course, is to how to use our assets wisely, how to maybe add to them. Run us through one more time, as we're running out of time soon. What's the process going to be in the master planning next? We're going to see, city residents are going to see surveys in the mail.
Right. So as surveys will be coming out in the mail, it will not be to all city residents. It's going to be randomly selected. About a third of our residents will be receiving surveys. So that will occur. Surveys will be going out this week, so people will see them in the mail probably early next week. So we encourage the responses on that. And then within the next couple of weeks, we'll be opening the online survey. So we'll be working with you here at the station, as well as our other media partners in the area, to get the word out, our social media, in our utility bills, letting people know that there are these survey opportunities out there. And I would mention, too, for people who don't have online access but want to participate in the survey and don't receive the written survey, you can come in and complete the survey in City Hall, too. We have a couple kiosks available to the public. And for those, I got to do my plug again for our Engage Sandpoint app, which we have a lot of people using. It's a great way to communicate with the city about concerns, issues, and just providing us feedback. But if you have that app, you have a survey button on your app. And if you just push the button, it takes you right to the surveys and the stories of what's happening. We're in, this is a big master planning year for the city. We've been talking about this in previous shows. So this is a first survey coming out. There's going to be other surveys coming out on other issues this year, including a broad citizen survey just around satisfaction. We want to hear a kind of across all fronts. How are we doing as a city? Where are there areas that we need to pay closer attention? And where are there areas that maybe we've prioritized that aren't as important? So that will be coming out. We're looking at hopefully the next couple of months for that too. So,
hey, I'm going to throw in a parks plug because I just happen to know that the we have an Osprey cam on the Osprey Nest at Memorial Field. And probably today, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, but the chicks are going to be starting to hatch.
You think they're coming? You think it's coming?
Yeah,
this is the week.
This is it. It probably, if they're right to schedule, it would be tomorrow. We see the first what they call pips in the eggs, where you can the chicks are starting to break out. It's a pretty fascinating thing, and that is through a partnership between Sandpoint Alliance and the city of Sandpoint to maintain that cam up there on that nest. It's pretty fascinating. We have people from all over the world watching that, by the way. It's so Sandpoint gets on the map in many different ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's very exciting. I know I moved here because of City Beach. I wanted my 9-month-old son to play basketball someday at City Beach, and he did. And he comes back and visits and plays basketball at City Beach. So we have an awesome city, and yes, you're welcome to come back and keep us informed and stay involved here at KRFY. We're going to take a quick musical break and bring in our next guest, which is Gene Voorhees, race director, and Judy Thompson, Friends of the Bay Trail board secretary, to talk about the 2019 Bay Trail Fun Run that's coming up this week on Sunday. So we're going to hear Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound. We'll be right back. Stay with us. And that was Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound. We just were talking with city official Jennifer Stapleton, city administrator, and Shelby Ronstadt, mayor of city of Sandpoint, about parks and recreations, amongst other things, and what a great community we have. And now we have Jean Voorhees, race director of the 2019 Bay Trail Fun Run. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
And Judy Thompson, Friends of the Bay Trail board secretary. We're going to talk about Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about the Bay Trail Fun Run that's coming up. This is big. And Jean, you're the new director, race director. So yes. You have a lot on your plate today.
I do. It's all good. It's all exciting stuff.
So give us an update. You were in last week, and we wanted to give you another chance because this is a big deal.
Well, we really appreciate CareFY letting us be here. So the Bay Trail Fun Run is a 5K and 10K run or walk. It's a family-friendly event, but it's also timed, and it has awards and different age groups. The top winners in each age group get a medal, and we also have gift baskets for our top race winners. And there's a lot of fun things going on, too. Just by registering for the race, there is a raffle sponsored by the Festival at Sandpoint for 2 season passes, which is really, really pretty amazing. Mm-hmm.
The festival at Sandpoint is so generous.
They really
That's
are.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So if just by registering, you get to be put into the raffle
yes.
for those 2 season passes. Wow. Because I know Jackson Brown is sold out, so there's a Jackson Brown ticket sitting there.
Okay. That's the big one everyone's talking about, Jackson Brown.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's pretty big.
Yeah. But back to the fun run, that is actually this Sunday, June 9th.
That's correct. It is this Sunday, June 9th. Online registration is going on right now, and you can register online until noon this Saturday. After that, you need to come in person, and we're doing the packet pickup at Trinity at City Beach between 4 and 6 p.m., and you can register in person then or the morning of the race. The race is 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Registration could start as early as 7 a.m. Sunday morning.
To register online, that's P-O-B?
Yes, pobtrail.org. P-O-B as in boy or bay. pobtrail.org.
Perfect.
People might want to know that the price goes up after tomorrow, after Friday. So if you want to get the better deal, you're going to want to register online or send it, put it in the mail, so we have it before Saturday.
Yeah, like right now.
Like,
do it right now.
I guess.
Yeah.
Do it today. Yes.
And this has been going on for a few years. You call it a fun run. So how many years and how much fun is it?
This is the 7th annual fun run. And other things that included, there's a children's activity. The Sandpoint Waldorf School is going to be there, and children that are standing around waiting can make some kites and hopefully, you know, go run along the beach and throw some kites. And we might have some cornhole there as well. And it's just a general fun atmosphere down by the beach, and we're expecting good weather. And also I wanted to mention, included in it, we have gift bags. There's water bottles, there's t-shirts, and there's also a coupon for a discount at Trinity at City Beach, who is one of our hosts. The Friends of Pend Oreille Bay Trail and Trinity at City Beach are the hosts of the event.
Mm-hmm. And another thing too, when we were talking about Fun Run, is that kids 12 and under walk or run for free. So that's really an incentive for families to get out there, because the kids get a great shirt and great experience and some exercise, and you can do it as a family.
Another incentive, it's supporting the work of the Friends of the Bay Trail. And it does take work. And so this is your biggest fundraiser?
Yes, it's the biggest fundraiser for the Friends of Pend Oreille Bay Trail. Absolutely. But they also have another fundraiser that I'd love to mention. It's called the Bum Jungle Bash, and it's going to be this July 11th at Matchwood from 6 to 9. And so that's going to be another fundraiser.
Right. And there's some great raffle items at that event, too, that we're still trying to nail down. A couple of them are
preseason Seahawk tickets.
Yeah, preseason Seahawk tickets to the Denver game in August, and includes lodging. So a lot of things going on that night, too. So put that on your calendar.
Why in the world would you call it the Bum Jungle?
Well, the history of anybody who lives in Sandpoint had been here for very long will understand that that's the area where the trail is now, was originally called Bum Jungle because of the train activity and the bums who hung out there. So
The hobos would get off, yes. And they'd have the yep. probably the nicest lakefront campsite anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Right, $1 million view.
Exactly, yeah. And so that's sort of a lot of us still kind of refer to it that way because it's
bum jungle. Yeah. I threw that out there just so you could give us that little historical background.
Exactly.
Good job.
So come listen to Bum Jungle in July.
That's in July. And then this Sunday is the Bay Trail Fun Run. It's the biggie. So there's a 5K distance and a 10K distance. And what are the routes for those, Jean?
The 5K route is goes down the Bay Trail. We start down at Trinity at City Beach, right in front, and you run down the trail, turnaround point, and you come back and you finished right in front of Trinity at City Beach. If you do you're choosing to do the 10K, then you'll continue on to the Sand Creek Trail under the railroad all the way out to the turnaround point out and then back the same way. So two really flat, fast, fun, pretty runs.
Right. Or walks. A lot of people do it just to support what the Pondre Bay Trail, Friends of Pondre Bay Trail are trying to do there. And it's a great thing to do. Just come and take a beautiful walk on a Sunday morning and support the organization.
It's a traditional 7-year tradition to come out. And I know that if I thought of one word about this run, walk, fun day, it's exciting because you probably have music at the end. And as people come, it doesn't matter if you're the first one or the last one over the line. It's
yes.
really exciting because people are there cheering, and it's a celebration, and it's a support for the Bay Trail. And I just want to throw out that KRFY is one of the sponsors.
Absolutely.
And we have little ads on the radio, and it's really been fun to be a sponsor for the last few years.
Yes. Not ads, but announcements.
Yes.
Announcements. And we so appreciate that. And KRFY has been such a great sponsor, and we have other sponsors as well that are, you know, our sweet Sandpoint community. It's such a supportive community. I'd really love to just do a quick shout out to some of our sponsors, thanking them. The Kalispell Tribe and Northern Quest Resort and Casino, KPND, Evergreen Realty is sponsoring our water bottles this year, which are always a big thing that everybody loves to grab. Fragoso Incorporated, Equinox Foundation, Ting, Mountain West Bank, Sweet Lou's Restaurant and Bar, and their family always loves to run, Berg, McLaughlin, and Nelson Attorneys, Keoki, Idagon Homes, North Idaho Title, Platy & Associates, Winter Ridge Natural Foods, the Festival at Sandpoint, as we mentioned, and Matchwood Brewing Company, and so many more. I just can't list them all, but we're very, very appreciative of our sponsors.
And you can see them if you go to the website.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. They're on the website, and we'll have a big banner there thanking them as well.
Mm-hmm. How is registration going right now?
Registration is going well, but again, go to pobtrail.org to register today. If you haven't, what are you waiting for? Mm-hmm. But registration is going well. We're about on the same mark as we were last year. I check it every couple of hours now. I'm down to the wire of trying. My goal is to make it more this year, and every year you always want to increase it. So we're about 300 people right now. We'd like to get to 500. A lot of people like to wait to the last minute, but go to pobtrail.org.
Yep. So what is the, tell us a little bit about the group that this run supports.
Well, the organization that's putting this on has for 7 years, so the Friends of the Pondre Bay Trail, and that organization came about to do just what we're doing, is to create this waterfront access for the public in Sandpoint, easy access for all kinds of people, for walking, for dogs, for nature lovers, for all that sort of thing. So the money that we earn from this has helped make improvements and move this whole trail process forward.
Mm-hmm. It's certainly an asset to our community, as you say, and we so appreciate the work you're doing. And at the same time, nonprofits really do seek out community support. And I'm just going to throw out that KRFY is also listener-supported, commercial-free community radio for North Idaho. So we are having our membership drive. So we want to invite both of you, even though you'll be busy, you can stop by and say hi and give another shout-out to get people to register. We're having our membership drive this week and Saturday and Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th. We're broadcasting live for 2 days, 12 hours each day, and it's going to be also fun. So we just wanted to throw that out. It's important, and we have an amazing community that supports things that strengthen and bring good things to our community.
So let's run through the data again. We're running out of time here in just a couple of minutes, but give us the stats of what's happening for this Sunday.
This Sunday, June 9th, the registration in person starts at 7 a.m. The race starts at 9 o'clock. You can also register online right now at pobtrail.org until noon on Saturday. Otherwise, packet pickup is between 4 and 6 o'clock at Trinity at City Beach, or you can also do your packet pickup Sunday morning. The race starts at 9, and we'll start the awards around 10 o'clock, and we are very excited and look forward to seeing you there.
Mm-hmm. And this is, they call it a race. It is a timed race.
Yes.
We mentioned that it's a great thing to just come and do the walk and just enjoy it that way, but there is a competitive opportunity here as well, right?
Yes, yeah. there definitely is. It's timed. You've got the numbers. It's an official. It's an official race, but we do call it a fun run, so it is fun. People have strollers. Usually, the Bay Trail is a very dog friendly trail, but we ask to keep the dogs at home that day because it's just too much with tripping with leashes, etc. And there's a lot of people on the trail. But besides that, people come out and have fun, but there are awards, there's medals handed out, there's gift baskets. It's really an exciting, fun event.
Mm-hmm. Well, good job, Gene Voorhees, new run director, race director, and Judy. I'm sure you're all really going to be busy the next few days. But
yes, we are.
Yes, we are. And we want everybody to think sun because last year was pretty wet. We still had fun, but this year we're looking for a sunny day.
Yeah, and the forecast has it. So it's going to dampen down. There's going to be a little rain to dampen down, and then we're going to get sun on Sunday.
Yeah, so don't
think
let
positive.
A couple days of rain that we have coming, which actually we want, but then it's going to clear off just right on schedule for a beautiful day on Sunday, I'm sure of it. And, you know, the neat thing about hitting a sunny day after rainy days is just everything is so clean and bright and sparkling, and it makes that walk or run even more beautiful.
Exactly, and not too hot. It'll be just right.
Yeah. To register for the race, it's
pobtrail.org.
And so Gene Voorhees and Judy Thompson, thank you for coming in and telling us about this upcoming 2019 Bay Trail Fun Run that's coming right up. Register now. I just want to give a shout out to the musicians that will be playing at the KRFY membership drive this week. On Friday, we have the Paranormal Daves, Patrice Webb, Doug Bond, Ken McGinnis, and Matt Donahue. They'll each be playing a whole set for an hour starting at 1 o'clock. And the 11 to 12 o'clock hour, Jim and Gail Finley will be playing all music from Woodstock, just to give you a little clue on that one. And then on Saturday, we have the festival music, just a whole hour of festival music with folks from the festival. And then we have Jake Robbins, Music Conservatory of Sandpoint with a string quartet, and Brian Jacobs. And we're looking for some musicians for the evening hours. So if you are out there and you're listening and you want to play live on community radio, give us a call, 208-265-2992. Other than that, we're about ready to go.
Yeah, and we do want to remind folks again that this is our annual membership drive. It's happening this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., along with the musicians that Susie just rattled off. We're going to be talking with different folks from community organizations. We're going to be talking with underwriters from that support the station, a whole bunch of people, more than I can. Susie just handed me the list. There's like 30 different people we'll be talking to over the course of these 2 days. So it's a great opportunity to tune in anytime and hear what's happening in your community, as well as you can come down to the station. You can walk up the stairs. We're at the top of the stairs at 323 North First Avenue. Just check it out. Let's see what it looks like to be broadcasting in Sandpoint, which is a pretty modest little office we have here. But you'll also have the opportunity to do a shout out yourself. Maybe even get your voice on the air if things work out and when you're in. So do come by our office, our studio, 323 North First Avenue. And if you're motivated right now, you could join or contribute to KRFY. You can do that by going to our website, krfy.org. That's krfy.org. Or you can call 208-265-2992. And this is the time of year that we really look to the community to give us the financial support we need to keep this station on the air.
And we appreciate any and all donations to our station. And we're going to go out. We hope you have a beautiful day. We're going to go out with a Bruce Springsteen song, Born to Run, in honor of the 2019 Bay Trail Fun Run. And here we go. Have a great day.
Bye now.